This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. We're going to bring in Vanessa in Willoughby. It's Red Flag Friday. So Vanessa is in a relationship, and we'll find out how long she's been in a relationship, but something's going on right now, and Vanessa has identified it as a potential red flag in this relationship. Vanessa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us about your relationship and the red flag that you have noticed.
I basically have been seeing this guy for a while, about like 10 months. It's been pretty good. We're like, I guess what you would call official. So he's met my mom, he's met my dad, I've met his parents, and everything is good and all peachy there, but there's just like this one like weird thing. And
yeah, because you guys are in a relationship. This is not a new relationship.
Yeah, this is not like we're talking. No, you guys are together.
No. Okay.
We're together. It's almost getting up to the year.
So what is bothering you? What's the red flag that you've noticed?
So maybe I'm just in my head, but he just hasn't posted a picture of me on his Instagram.
Like he hasn't posted any pictures of you at all?
No.
Not once in 10 months has he posted a picture of you.
So there was this one time where he posted on his story and we were at a dinner. And I mean, I think you could like kind of see, you know, like the back of my head or just look, or you could kind of tell that was me, but like.
Yeah, that doesn't like, really count.
Yeah, like my face wasn't in it.
Have you posted any pictures of him?
Yes, all the time. All the time. I'm always posting him. He like likes it, then he'll comment on it, but he just doesn't repost any of it.
Even if you tag him, he won't put you in his stories or something like that.
Yes, I'm always tagging him, but he'll just never, you know, when he like can reshare or like do a repost. He's never done that. And if he has, I missed it or something.
Does he even like use social media or like, does he post other stuff on Instagram?
He posts on Instagram. Yeah, he posts things on Instagram. I know. It's really weird. We're spending, like I said, he stays with me. We spend all of our time like basically together, and on his social media, it's just like, they don't even exist.
Not even any pictures of the two of you together?
Oh, no. And I don't want to be in my head about this, but that's why I'm coming to you guys, because I'm like, this is kind of irking me out. And I don't know if he's purposely not doing it because I'm trying to hide his relationship from like someone else, or maybe he's just like kind of clueless.
Maybe he's waiting to hard launch you on social media.
It's been like 10 months.
Maybe he has a year like cutoff date for the hard launch.
Oh, maybe.
Could that be it?
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he posts, like, I have, like, a dog, so he'll post, like, pictures of, like, my dog and just...
He posts pictures of your dog?
On his story.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
I think it's weird, but I don't think it's a red flag. Do you think it's a red flag, Alyssa?
I actually kind of do think it's a red flag.
Why do you think it's a red flag?
I've had situations exactly like yours, Vanessa, where I'm like, what is up with this? I think that it's a red flag only because he posts other things on Instagram. If he wasn't using it like at all, if he was just like, you know, just not into it. Like, my husband's not really into social media. Fine. But if he's still using Instagram and he's never even posted a picture with her, weird.
But everything else in the relationship is going well. The only thing that isn't is maybe he's just a very private person.
I'm not saying that this is breakup worthy. I'm just saying, like, I would also be alarmed.
Vanessa, what did you guys do on Valentine's Day? Was he your Valentine? Did you spend Valentine's Day together?
Of course. I'm telling you, he's so perfect in, like, all other areas, too. He's so nice to me. He, like, we went out to dinner. He got me roses, even, like, a treat for, like, my dog. It was just, it was, he's adorable in that way. But, I mean, I posted it. I posted our picture, but.
He'll do all that, but he won't post a picture of or with you?
Yeah.
I think actions speak louder than words here. I think actions speak louder than pictures that you post on Instagram.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
That's exactly what I think here. I don't think this is a red flag. 216-474-0104. Vanessa in Willoughby. A 10-month relationship with this guy. He seems perfect. They spent Valentine's Day together. It's not like he has other Valentines. The only thing that he hasn't done is post her, a picture of her on his Instagram or anything about the relationship.
Ever. He's never posted anything about them.
Is it a red flag? I say no. Alyssa says yes. 216-474-0104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, and we're doing Red Flag Friday. Talking about Vanessa's situation, Vanessa's in Willoughby. She's been dating a guy for 10 months now, and I think this has been building up for the past few months. I think the longer that it goes on, the more anxiety she gets over this. But now we're in month 10, and this guy that she's been dating has never posted about her on social media ever. Never, not one picture.
Not a picture with her.
Not one post.
Not even a repost on his story.
Everything else in the relationship is fine.
Except this one thing.
This one thing. I say it's not a red flag. Alyssa says it is. Katie in Berea, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Is it a red flag that this guy has not posted about Vanessa?
Oh, yes, I totally think so. And, you know, Alyssa said a lot of things that made sense this morning. She said that, you know, if he didn't post anything, that would be different. But he does. And then another thing, it's been 10 months, so you would think he would say something. But I wouldn't break up with him. I would sincerely talk to him about it and ask him why and say, you know, it's important to me because social media is something that I would like to use to, you know, show off my relationship. So I think it's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. I don't think that it's like breakup worthy, but I definitely think that it is alarming. I would be alarmed just like Vanessa is. I would have like some red flags going off as well.
Is that an awkward conversation to have with somebody?
I think that it is, but as far as being a millennial or younger, it's like social media has been such a big part of our lives that I think that it is important to talk to your partner about how do you use social media? Like, how are you using this? Like, are you on it all the time? Like, I know that Bryce does not. And like, I joke that I send him stuff on Instagram all the time. And like, once every 6 months, he'll check it. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's all the stuff I sent you. Mm-hmm. I think it's just important to be on the same page.
I was just thinking from a guy's perspective, if my girlfriend, who I've been dating for the last 10 months, let's say for whatever reason, I've never posted about her. Let's say that I'm just a very private person mm-hmm. and I'm very cautious about things like that. If she started asking me questions like, how come you've never posted about me? I would think that was a red flag.
Yeah. And see, I could see that side of it too. But I just think it's important to remember that like everybody feels differently about different things. And while this might not be social media, might not be his jam, it might be important to Vanessa.
Helena in Wycliffe. Good morning. Red flag or no red flag?
Good morning. I'm saying no red flag.
No red flag for you.
And why do you say so?
Okay. So I've been married for 7 years. I've got two kids. I think my husband's maybe posted me once, and it's because I asked him to. And my husband, he religiously uses Facebook, Instagram. Like, he's a diehard Browns fan, so, like, it's football this, football that. He'll mm-hmm. even post our kids. He does not post me, and that's okay. You know, I asked him at the beginning of our relationship, like, hey, like, why don't you post? He goes, oh, like, it's just never been my thing. So, like, we talked about it, though. And so I don't trip about it. I don't care. Like, I mean, I did care about the cute little Valentine's Day thing, but he said it's really not his thing, you know? But, like, he still showcases his love to me. So I think it's just a communication thing. Like, she just needs to talk to him to see his reasoning. But I absolutely don't think it's a red flag.
216-474-0104. The calls and the texts are still coming in.
Yeah, I think that that's honestly the best sentiment, though. I think that, like, you've got to ask him about it and see why. Because after 10 months, you know, she sounds like she's young. After 10 months, being the age that I am assuming she is, that's kind of weird. It's weird.
This by no means needs to end the conversation or settle it, but we've had one call that said red flag, another one that said no red flag. What does Tina in Akron say? Tina, good morning.
Good morning, guys. No red flag. I think she sounds a little insecure because maybe he just wants to keep that part private, or maybe he's not that type of a guy to throw pictures of them or her all over his social media. It doesn't mean he doesn't love her. He shows her love other ways.
Yeah, I think the other evidence has to be taken into account. The fact that they've had no other issues in this relationship.
Right.
He's not posting about, I mean, he's posting about other things, but he's not DMing other girls on his Instagram. He spent Valentine's Day with her.
He's met her parents. She's met his. Like, they seem pretty ingrained in each other's lives. So I don't think that there's any harm in bringing it up. I'm going to change it to say I don't think this is a red flag. I think this is a beige flag. Mm. I think that it's a flag that needs some more investigation.
Okay. Well, good luck with that conversation, Vanessa. I mean, I can't say that I'm encouraging you to have that conversation, but I mean...
I am. I'm encouraging you to have that conversation. Communication is key.
Good luck and let us know how it goes. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Miles Smith.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.